So now we moved on to chapter number 6, where we will discuss challenges faced by the e-commerce industry in India. In the previous chapter, we discussed about the many advantages and the disadvantages of running an e-commerce business. In this chapter, let's talk about the challenges that e-commerce companies or the sector as a whole has to face in India. First of all, the internet penetration, while we talk about the increasing penetration of internet in India and the rising number of internet users, first-time internet users, improvement in connectivity, compared to other countries, with countries like US, China, Korea, and other countries, UK, France, internet penetration per population or per 100 people, 1,000 people is still very low in India. Well, that's good because that gives you that there is a lot of room for growth, but that also slows down growth. So the growth of e-commerce would depend upon how fast we could make internet reach the remotest part of the country, and more people can access internet on laptops, computers, or smartphones. So low internet penetration is still a challenge faced by e-commerce companies to reach more and more people in the country. Then feature phones still rules. Well, as somebody living in metros, maybe you would see most people using smartphones. But if you move towards the lower class, the working class, or if you move in rural areas or smaller towns, you would see a lot of people still use feature phones. And feature phones are not connected to the internet. And hence, people using feature phones cannot shop online. So this is another challenge for the growing e-commerce sector in India. Then you have the preference for cash on delivery. A lot of people in India prefer cash on delivery as a preferred payment mode. But cash on delivery orders are more prone to being cancelled or returned, which we will discuss in a few minutes. And then Indian customers also, compared to the global counterparts, return more of the merchandise which they purchase online. And this brings into play reverse logistics, both the cost and the difficulties for sellers online. So internet penetration is low. Feature phones are still ruling. We have more feature phone users than smartphone users. COD or cash on delivery is a preferred payment mode for a lot of people. And the return ratio in India is comparatively higher to other countries in the world. And other challenges are postal addresses in India are not standardized. If you compare this with Europe or US, there is a standard for postal addresses. That's not the case with our country. Addresses are not standardized, making it difficult for delivery workers or employees to reach the correct address to deliver products. Logistics is still a problem, especially if you talk about the remote cities and smaller towns and villages. Then, overfunded competitors. Now, in the Indian e-commerce sector, gets a lot of funding from venture capitals and private equities. And companies with a lot of funding are able to spend more, bid higher to attract more visitors. But they, by doing so, increase the cost of customer acquisition, which makes it difficult for smaller players to stay competitive. Then there are also privacy, security, and other legal barriers which we would discuss. So first, let's look at internet penetration. Now, internet users in India are about 500 million, but if you compare that with China and as a percentage of population to rest of the world, there is still a lot of room for growth, and more people need to be brought online for e-commerce to achieve the kind of growth that has been estimated. So internet penetration in India is still at a small fraction of what you would find in several Western countries. So on top of that, the quality of connectivity is poor in several regions compared to maybe metros or other countries. So both these problems are fast disappearing with improvement in telecom infrastructure, but still there is a long way to go. The number of internet users is about $500 million, by June 2018, that would have increased by a few more million, but the overall internet penetration is just 35% of the total population. So still a long, long way to go to really leverage the population size and the number of prospective buyers that the e-commerce industry could cater to. Then the second challenge is that a lot of people in India are still relying on feature phones. The total number of mobile phone users in India is very high, but significantly majority is still using feature phones, especially rural areas, small towns, or the working class, the lower income class people, even in tier 1 and tier 2 cities. So for all practical purposes, this consumer group is unable to make e-commerce purchases on the move. They can't browse shop, even mobile apps don't even work on feature phones. They can't browse websites on feature phones. So practically, they can't buy online. So rapid downward trend in the price of entry-level smartphones is a welcome sign, but the adoption will take more time. Then comes the problem of cash and delivery, cash on delivery, because it still remains the preferred payment mode. There are a lot of reasons for it. One, people do not trust new sellers, new websites, and they feel comfortable to pay only when they get delivery of the products. So low credit card penetration is another reason. However, UPI and payment wallets have solved that, but the major reason is the trust issue. People don't trust online portals, websites to deliver as promised. Hence, they choose to wait and want to pay only once the goods have been delivered. Now, in India, nearly 57% online transactions are in a cash on delivery or COD mode. Now, this poses challenges for the e-commerce seller. First, the payment cycle is delayed. Instead of getting instant payment, they have to wait till the product is delivered. And COD orders also have a high cancellation and return ratio. Now, unlike electronic payments, manual cash collection is also laborious, risky, and expensive. You have to depend upon the delivery person to not only deliver goods, but collect cash, handle cash, and then transfer it to a bank account or to a central located office. So it takes time, it's laborious, and it has its own risks. It is also a risky option for sellers, as some percentage of customers may refuse to accept goods. This happens for a multiple reasons. First, online purchase is an instant buy. People are browsing something, they like something in an instant, and they may place an order. And since they don't have to pay it because they are choosing COD, they don't mind placing an order. But after a while, or when they think about what they've ordered, or when they discuss it with family and friends, they may change their mind and they refuse to accept the goods when delivered. So reverse logistics needs to happen. There is no payment for the seller, and the entire delivery cost is a loss to the seller. The product has to be shipped back. Some people also order for not so valid reasons. These are not genuine buyers. So they just order for fun. There are a lot of cases where sellers complain that people have ordered, given incorrect addresses, and there is no one when the delivery person reaches to deliver the goods to the buyer. So COD orders are a big concern. As I said, fake buyers too are a big harassment to sellers, and they make them suffer losses. Products have to be shipped back, so it's a two-way logistics cost. And sometimes there are customized products, for example, customized t-shirts, customized phone cases. So once returned back, they're of no use. To get other customers buy a same custom design is not always easy. So COD has many challenges, and e-commerce players try and incentivize prepaid orders, but still there is a vast majority, as we saw, 57% online buyers still prefer COD as a preferred mode of transaction for e-commerce in India. Then customer returns is another big challenge. Now, e-commerce in India has many first-time buyers. This means that they have not yet made up their mind about what to expect from e-commerce websites. Somebody who is a habitual buyer, who buys regularly, knows the process and understands the kind of quality and service to expect from an e-commerce seller. First-time buyers are ignorant. They don't know how the entire process works. So as a result, first-time buyers sometimes fall prey to hard sell. They may see a very good offer, a lucrative discount, coupon, and they may place the order, but then eventually they may change their mind. So by the time the product is delivered, they demonstrate remorse and hence return the goods. So though consumer remorse is a global problem, it is all the more prevalent in a country like India, where much of the growth comes from new buyers. Returns are expensive for the e-commerce seller, as reverse logistics presents unique challenges of its own. This becomes all the more complex in cross-border commerce. Then the non-standardized postal addresses makes it all the more difficult for the delivery person to deliver goods to the right address and deliver on time. And sometimes they're unable to find the address despite all the efforts, and hence the products have to be shipped back to the seller. So no order, no payment, and cost of a two-way logistics. So if you place an online order in India, you will quite likely get a call from the logistics company to ask you about your exact locations. So clearly in that case, your address is not enough. It's not precise enough for the delivery person to reach your location. Now, unlike food orders, they don't have a GPS navigation here for e-commerce orders. Now, this is because there's little standardization in the way postal addresses are written in India. So last mile issues add to e-commerce logistics problems. More often, you will see a delivery guy roaming around asking for the address, even in cities like Mumbai, Delhi, or Bengaluru. And if they're unable to find the customer, or if it's taking a lot of time, the delivery partner may just choose to get the product back to the seller, hence leading to a product loss, revenue loss, and a cost of two-way logistics. One for sending goods to the customer, and then bringing it back to their inventory or store or office. Then logistics is still a problem in a lot of Indian towns and villages. Given the large size of the country, there are thousands of towns that are not easily accessible. So since the real charm of the Indian market lies in its large population, that's where the growth is estimated to happen. Absence of seamless access to a significant proportion of prospective customers is a dampener. Getting an order is easy because the customer is online, but the delivery has to be physical. Hence, if accessibility is difficult, it makes it difficult for the e-commerce player. That's the reason why e-commerce players are trying to rope in the Indian postal network. But still, this problem needs to be solved. So international logistics providers, private Indian companies, and the government-owned postal services are making a valiant effort to solve the logistics problem, but it will still take a few years to get into a better situation to be able to provide a better last mile delivery to the remotest corners of the country. Then we have the high customer acquisition cost. Because of overfunded competitors and startups, they drive up the cost of customer acquisition. Since they have a lot of funding and in order to quickly acquire new customers, they are able to bid higher when it comes to online advertising, be it on Google or Facebook or Instagram or other such platforms. That increases the cost per click or the cost per bid and makes it difficult for the smaller players. Now, a higher cost per acquisition makes it difficult for a small seller to earn a profit even if a sale happens. So it becomes a loss-making scenario. For a funding startup, it becomes easy because right now the goal is not profitability, but it's all about user acquisition. But for a small provider, for a running e-commerce business, it's more about profitability. But a high cost of customer acquisition makes it difficult for them. So the vibrancy in the Indian startup ecosystem over the past couple of years has channeled a lot of investment in the e-commerce sector. A lot of VCs, private equity and angel investors want to be a part of this growing sector and hence are willing to invest in the new e-commerce startups. The long-term prospects for e-commerce companies are so exciting that some investors are willing to spend irrationally high amounts of money to acquire market share today. As I said, they're not looking at immediate profitability. Right now, their goal is to get as many users as they can by spending higher than their competitors, outpay their competitors when it comes to online ads or even offline campaigns, branding campaigns, and get more and more users. And since e-commerce allows analytics and customer segmenting and retargeting, they didn't want to spend more ads to retarget, remarket, and increase the frequency of transactions. But by doing so, they are increasing the cost per acquisition for the entire industry, making it difficult for profit-oriented e-commerce players. So one can see this trend of huge spend on advertising when some startups get funding, but not everybody is funded, and some companies who were funded in the past now are driven more by profitability. Then you also have privacy and security concerns. People are not confident to share their personal information or bank information with maybe a new seller. So as of today, vulnerability issues related to e-commerce are privacy and security. There is no protection offered either by websites or outside watchdogs against hazard created by exploiting a user's privacy. So there are a lot of activists or a lot of such customers who are not happy sharing their information. So anybody who is concerned about their personal information being misused for advertising or by selling it to third party will not be comfortable with online transactions. That's a dampener for e-commerce growth. Companies need to address that. Companies need to assure users that their personal data, their financial data is secure. However, many such news stories of hackers hacking into the best of brands, be it e-commerce stores or be it payment gateways, does not help customers start to trust these players. So until and unless these are really addressed first by tighter security and then strong regulations to protect the customer, this problem is not going to go away so easily and so soon. So e-commerce sites face the highest risk of cyber attacks, primarily because they have all relevant customer data, name, phone number, email, address, bank account details, credit card numbers, CVV numbers, or payment gateway access. So they have all the data which a hacker might be interested in. So they face the most number of cyber attacks compared to any other website or industry. Then we also have some legal barriers for the e-commerce industry. Many e-commerce ventures shut down because the business due to legal violations. GST, for example, was one which affected small sellers, cross-state commerce, and how to apply GST. So small sellers found it difficult and a few had to shut down. Fast growth of e-commerce also raises new issues from the legal perspective, which give rise to e-commerce challenges in India. Now, consumer protection laws now do safeguard online shoppers from fraudulent sellers. Now, this is a necessary step as cases of fake selling have increased to a great extent. But when laws are strengthened to protect buyers from fraudulent sellers, some buyers may misuse it to harass sellers. That makes it difficult for the sellers on e-commerce platforms. So legal barriers is one of the many other challenges faced by the e-commerce players in India. But despite all the e-commerce challenges in India, online sellers can still bet big and build a big business because of the tremendous opportunities available in India. See, every challenge presents an opportunity. Low internet penetration, bad logistics, no last mile delivery. If all that gets improved, tighter security measures can gain customer trust. So challenges are, in a way, an area of opportunity for the sector as a whole. So take these challenges as an opportunity to improve the overall performance and get more and more people online, to buy online, to sell online. Thank you very much.